Ever feel like managing frontline teams? It's like, well, you're constantly playing catch up.
Oh, tell me about it.
Especially when it comes to safety, training, just keeping everyone on the same page,
Well, here.
juggling a million different tools.
Yeah, it's a real headache.
Today, we're diving into Fit2 Trade.
Okay.
They claim to be the solution, right, to this frontline kind of management puzzle.
Right.
So Fit2 Trade, they're pitching themselves as this central hub for absolutely everything frontline. So we're talking safety protocols, we're talking training materials,
Okay.
even internal communications, all in one single app.
Interesting.
It's like the Swiss Army knife, maybe, of frontline operations.
Yeah, they're really tapping into, I think, a pain point that a lot of businesses are feeling, especially now with these, more distributed workforces.
Right.
You've got employees in multiple locations, some working remotely.
Exactly.
How do you make sure everyone's on the same page?
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to, like you said, those critical safety procedures or even just like company updates,
Right.
right?
And that's where Fit2 Trade says, hey, we've got this covered. One way they're tackling this is through what they call their Ensure module.
Okay.
And they're describing this as a like super comprehensive health and safety management system. And look, we all know, especially in certain industries, compliance, it's not optional.
Right.
If you've got inherent risks, think about OSHA regulations in manufacturing,
Absolutely.
food safety protocols in restaurants, things like that.
Yeah, and that's where I think Fit2 Trade's approach, it kind of goes beyond just checking the boxes,
Yeah.
They're talking about giving you real-time visibility
Okay.
into safety incidents so you can track training progress, even things like hazard reporting,
Wow.
all from one dashboard. Imagine you're a manager, you're overseeing multiple locations.
Right.
You can see instantly if there's an incident at one of your stores, how your team's responding.
Oh, wow.
That immediate insight, it can be huge
Yeah.
for minimizing downtime, mitigating potential liabilities, all of that.
That's huge. If it works, obviously, as seamlessly as they're suggesting it does. But it does remind me a little bit of how project management tools, when those became popular, they really changed how teams were working. Because suddenly it was like, oh, we can bring this all into one,
Into one central platform.
exactly, one central platform. But we've talked a bit about safety. Fit2 Trade also has these other modules. They're called Educate and Engage. And I think the names are pretty self-explanatory, right? They're trying to educate, they're trying to engage frontline employees.
And this is really interesting to me from, a learning and development perspective because they clearly get that the old way of doing training, those like hours long, death by PowerPoint presentations,
Yeah.
they just don't cut it.
No.
Not for today's like frontline worker,
Especially not now.
They're busy, they're constantly on the go.
Right.
They need training that's as agile and as flexible as they are.
So you're talking about, like, what is it, micro learning? It's that guy's, lessons. They can do it on their phone, waiting for the bus, whatever, 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there.
Precisely. And what I think is clever about Fit2 Trade's approach here is that they're not just like chopping up content into smaller pieces, right?
Yeah.
They're actually using gamification
Oh, interesting.
and spaced repetition within those training modules.
Okay.
So they're using like these proven learning methodologies to make that training stickier and way more engaging.
I see.
Think about it. Instead of just passively watching a boring safety video, employees are actively participating, taking quizzes, doing simulations,
That's fun.
earning badges, maybe competing with their colleagues.
Right.
It's about making it fun, making it relevant, which we know is absolutely crucial for actually retaining that knowledge long term.
Right. It's like tricking them into learning. It's like sneaking in vegetables for them, making it fun. But okay, gamification aside, I'm really curious to see, like, how does this actually work in the real world? Do we have evidence that this approach gets results?
Yeah, I mean, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It is.
But thankfully, Fit2 Trade seems to have some like pretty compelling case studies.
Okay.
And rather than bore you with a bunch of names, let's focus on
Okay.
one that might actually resonate.
Okay.
Insomnia Coffee, familiar with them?
Yeah, sure. Nationwide chain, lots of stores, lots of employees.
Exactly. So you can imagine, right?
Yeah.
Keeping track of food safety certifications, equipment, maintenance logs,
Oh, yeah.
making sure everyone's even wearing the right uniform. It's a lot. It's a logistical nightmare.
It really is. But Insomnia Coffee, they claim that Fit2 Trade, this became their like single source of truth for all things compliance.
Oh, wow.
So they were able to digitize all those like paper-based processes.
Right.
Automate reminders for renewals.
Nice.
And even kind of empower their employees to take ownership of their own compliance stuff.
Okay, so instead of a manager having to track down Bob because his food safety certificate expired 3 weeks ago, it's like automated within the app.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's nice.
And apparently this led to a significant reduction in compliance violation.
Okay.
For Insomnia Coffee, which, you know, less risk of fines, lawsuits, all the bad stuff.
Sure, yeah.
But what I think is really interesting is that that focus on compliance, it actually had this ripple effect on their overall operations.
Yeah.
Really?
How so? Well, by streamlining all these like essential but kind of tedious processes, they freed up managers to focus on more, I guess, strategic things.
Okay.
Improving customer service, optimizing their workflows, you know.
It's funny how, like, compliance can sound so boring.
Right.
But then it's like, oh, actually, this very basic thing, if you can get it right,
it can have these huge positive consequences.
Exactly, yeah. A rising tide lifts all boats, as they say. But okay, I do have to ask.
Yeah.
Because, you know, even with these success stories, and it sounds great.
Sure.
Fit True Trade, it's not going to be a magic bullet, right? You can't fix everything.
You're absolutely right. I think it's important to be, well, a little skeptical.
Sure.
Of any new technology that comes along, really. And Fit True Trade, it might be a game changer for some businesses. Definitely not going to be the perfect fit for everyone.
So how do you know? How do you know if it's right for you? Where do you even begin to unpack that? It's a big decision, right? Bringing in a whole new platform.
It is. And you don't want to just like jump in blindly based on, you know, a flashy website.
Exactly. So where do you start? What are the like the key things folks should be looking at when they're trying to figure out, is Fit True Trade right for me?
Well, you know, I always say go beyond the marketing.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Dig a little deeper.
What does that look like, practically speaking?
Read reviews. Yeah. But like really read them.
Okay.
See what actual users are saying, not just those, you know, glowing testimonials you see on the homepage.
So like industry forums, review sites, that kind of thing.
Exactly. Look for like those nitty gritty details. Did Fit True Trade actually deliver what they promised?
Right, right.
Were there any like hidden gotchas during implementation, that sort of thing?
And I imagine seeing if there are other businesses like similar to yours.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, that have already implemented it. Maybe even like reach out to them directly if you can.
Yeah, there's nothing better than like hearing it straight from the horse's mouth, right?
Exactly.
Like, how did it actually go when they rolled this out to their team?
And then, of course, you know, the proof is in the pudding, as they say. Getting hands on.
100%. Request a demo. Most of these companies, they're happy to give you, you know, a test drive of the platform.
Right.
Play around with it. See if it's actually intuitive. See if it like makes sense for how you work.
Yeah, does it integrate with the other systems you're using, all of that?
Exactly.
So we've gone through a lot today, but I think the big takeaway here is that Fit True Trade, it offers a really interesting, potentially very powerful approach to this whole challenge of managing a frontline workforce, especially one that's, you know, spread out, maybe working remotely, different locations, all of that. But it's not one size fits all.
Not at all.
So as you're thinking about this, you know, don't just ask yourself, is Fit True Trade right for me? Ask yourself, what are my biggest headaches right now when it comes to managing my frontline team? Can any platform, even one as, you know, seemingly comprehensive as this, actually solve all of them? And how important is it to find that one magic solution right now? Maybe it's out there, maybe it's not. But, you know, if you're intrigued by what you heard today about Fit True Trade, go check them out. We'll put a link in the show notes. And, hey, maybe it'll be the start of something beautiful. Maybe it'll be the answer to all your frontline prayers. Who knows? Thanks for diving in with us.